Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas
and with their headquarters
in the Santa Clarita Valley.
I think the funnest thing I get to do on a daily basis is talking to clients, be it old, be it new, be it people that we worked with in the past, be it people referred to us. It's nice because a lot of things are put to rest, a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of preconceived notions, things that people are thinking or have been told by even another consummate real estate professional. Good day, everybody. I am Connor MacGyver. You have found our daily real estate broadcast. You can, of course, always tune into the latest show at Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com. Paris for a person, not that person, one of the team leaders, and I was the 911 with the LABE for such a long time. So I did enjoy that, but now I sell houses representing buyers and sellers of real estate. And you know what? A lot of fun. I do enjoy it, and the people I meet don't have to take to jail, so it works out. Back to the searching online for real estate. You know, they talked to a gentleman today. He was searching on Zillow. We made the appointment. He came into the office same day. He sat across from me at my desk, and he pulled out a list. Lots of properties. So I started looking, pull the properties up in the MLS. We have dual screens in the office, so he can see exactly what I'm looking at while I'm searching. That always helps also when we're doing contracts. Total transparency. I don't know if you've ever been in front of somebody on a computer, like maybe at a bank, they're punching stuff in. Then you see this expression on their face like, oh my gosh, I didn't know he was on the FBI's most wanted. Or whatever, they try to play poker or they see, you know, maybe you were overdrawn or maybe you have a lot of money in an account or whatever it may be. You know, I would like to see what these people are looking at when I'm starting to get these nonverbal reactions to some kind of visual stimulation they're saying. Anyway, we do that at the office. So if I'm surprised, you can see why I'm surprised. You know, when the browser switches over to something you don't want a client to see you've been looking at, that whole thing. Anyway, so that's what we have in our office. So he gives me the addresses. We start going through today, and everything is either in escrow, either backup or pending, or even worse, not even on the radar at all. No listing, no past listing. Property, one of them we looked at, sold back in 2012. So I asked him, I said, so where are you getting it there, Bob? Bob responded, well, you know, I'm pulling it off of Zillow. So good. I said, here's the problem. I don't know if you've read the news. All you have to do is type in Zillow List Hub or Zillow Listings. You'll get a whole lot of articles out there written about the real estate syndication giant, publicly traded company Zillow, what they're about, where they get their listings from. But I'll tell you this. You're going to run into some issues eventually when searching with that platform because in order for me to display the real multiple listing service listing, and this is where MLSBest.com comes in, I set that system so it never asks you to give up whoever you are. Search with total anonymity. I don't care if you do one search or 50 bazillion searches. It's unlocked and it's free for you to use. And again, the only reason why you would ever want to give up who you are is if you are like, I want to hire you to be my agent. I want you to take me out, show me some homes. That'd be about it. Unless you wanted to get the emailed listings directly sent to you at the moment they became available, fitting your criteria, that'd be the other reason. But to have a system set where it's going to ask you to register after doing one or two searches or three or four or seven, for asking for property details, I don't agree. I don't believe in that. I don't operate my business that way. Search as much as you want. So, back to the syndication giant and their listings. For me to put the real MLS listings on my system, I have to be a member of the National Association of Realtors. I have to be a member of the California Association of Realtors. I needed to pass the real estate exam in the state of California. I have to join the local board of realtors. I have to be a realtor in good standing. And then I have to have a website built. I have to have that website now approved. I have to have the feeds I'm using from the multiple listing service approved by another entity within the board of realtors. So there's a lot of steps. This isn't just a, you know, set it and forget it system. This is something that I have to jump through a lot of hoops to do. Now, I can represent you as an agent. Zillow publishes agents that can represent you as agents. So you see that there. When you click on a property, inquire, you'll see those local experts be at the top, maybe down at the bottom of the page. It depends. To try to find the listing agent, that's something some people try to do. They should be on that page, but sometimes those properties you're looking at, case in point today with Bob, those properties aren't available and active for sale in some cases. So that's what I'm saying. Go to MLSbest.com. Check it out. You search with the rest. Now try the best. Don't get tight in your chest. Use MLSbest.com. Oh, I got 1,000. Everything rhyming with best. We looking for your next nest? Try MLSbest.com. It's good. Right? It all works. Anyway, today's our Travel Tuesday show, Travel Online. Wanted to show MLSbest.com. It is responsive, so when you get there using an iPad, iPhone, you'll be able to pull that up. Android, of course, it works. Any of the tablets, it's a responsive system, so you'll be able to see properties wherever you are. The main search there that's front and center, that's going to be a GPS-enabled system also. So if you are out in your car and you happen to be using that system, then you will see that it's going to adjust, and then it'll let you know other properties in the specific neighborhood that happen to be active for sale that fit your criteria or the ones in the surrounding community. So that's what it does. I'm Connor McIver. I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's always a pleasure. You listening to me is always an honor. Tomorrow, big show, foreclosure Wednesday, our Hump Day REO broadcast. So please enjoy that. Check that out. It should be uploaded by noon. We'll have some foreclosure data and intel from the Santa Clarita Valley cities. And please let me know when you're ready to move. I'd love to help you with whatever it is you need. Check us out on social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Twitter, Paris911_com. On Twitter, at Paris911_com on Twitter. And then, of course, Facebook, Paris911 Fans. You can check that out, our Facebook page. And we're everywhere, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Just search for Paris911. It'll be out there. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Please let us know. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Hump Day, Foreclosure Day broadcast. A lot of fun. Look forward to speaking with you then. Take care.